Hello, now we are going to comment on the Innovation Award nominees and winners. As always, here with Arthur Sossinus, a great expert, also won Innovation Awards monthly and also the year in the past, but JavaScript only, right? Regarding the Innovation Award, just before you comment about the nominees, just to show this to other people that have not yet seen this, the Elephant Prize will also be available for users.
I'm
not sharing yet. Users that win the monthly Innovation Award, this just for PHP Plus. So I'm just sharing this picture that because not only they will get an elephant, they can get an elephant, they also can get it personalized. Actually, this stripe is a bit wrong because the name of the April winner that already picked this prize is not Sergio, it's Gabriel, and but this is already fixed, but this photo is updated. So they'll get this prize. So let's move on to the Innovation Award winner, starting from the winners of February. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay. So the first one I wanted to mention. Would be a JavaScript AJAX loader animation developed by Mark Rowley. From Armenia, and basically it provides a loader animation to show while you are loading, for example, AJAX content. And here are just a few examples that he has provided in his package. So animations are simply populating with the same symbol that you can also specify which symbol to use. And you can pause it and even stop it. And for example, you can have some content of placeholder, and when you load it, it will change, but when you stop it, it would revert back to this the same content. So it's actually quite usable for such AJAX, and you could, for example, use this animation on the specific content block that you're updating and then populate it back with the proper content, stuff like that. Basically that's all. And I like the when classes have the examples, so I can show them also. And this was kind of this class. So thanks Mark for this class. And the second one I will mention is JavaScript Array Compare package by Stephen Chapman from Australia. And a JavaScript array class or a prototype has lots of methods, but comparing arrays is still a bit difficult. So this package extends the prototype by adding new methods to compare the arrays. And those methods are matches, which check if there are same values in the same positions of the array. Intersects, which looks for values in both arrays without specific positions, so how many values are matched between these two arrays, and overlap, who also check same values and the repetition times in both arrays. So if you need to do this kind of matches and want to use some larger libraries, then you can include this package and use it. And yeah, and so that's thanks to Stephen for developing this one. So I think that's all from me.
Okay. On my behalf, I would like to comment on the remaining package, which is on functions. These are actually inspired on jQuery, but do not require jQuery. So this is interesting. Mm-hmm. As nowadays we need less and less jQuery, but still there are many people that use jQuery because they like plugins. Anyway, these on functions are to register event handlers. So this package from Anderstoth from Hungary was developed precisely to allow you to register and register event handlers. It's always handy because you always need to do that in JavaScript application. So kudos to Anderstoth for showing how to do it without needing jQuery. And for that, you got one downloadable ebook from O'Reilly. Let's now comment on the Innovation Award winners ranking. Now, already considering the nominees of March. So the ranking basically first place Anderstoth with the package in 5 points, followed by Stephen Sheffman from Australia with one package in 3 points. Then Pravin Solanawani with one package in 2 points from India. Agustin Rios Reis from Mexico with one package in 1 point is tied with Farad Rahim from Bangladesh with one package in 1 point, as well Mark Rolic from Armenia. By countries, we can see that the rankings are more or less equal, at least for now, because in the next month we had quite more nominees to rank. So, in first place, Hungary with two packages, 5 points. Australia, then in second, with two packages, 3 points. India, with two packages, 2 points. Then Mexico, Bangladesh, and Armenia are tied with two packages. 1 point. So now talking about the Innovation Award winners, let's comment on a few of the 14 packages that were nominated in February. Artus, which one would you like to comment?
The first one I wanted to comment is a package named Wobby, which it claims to be a web OS to install and run web applications. It was developed by Suvin Sibi from India. And the idea is actually quite interesting. So it's a web UI user interface to manage other applications, web applications that are installed on the same server. So they can register with this web UI. It even has a demo. I think I checked it out. It doesn't have any installed apps right now, but you can just see the idea that it's an UI where you can manage those apps and maybe start them or whatever you want to or change some settings. So it's just an interesting idea. Would need to probably see it in more better execution, but I really like the idea now. Okay. Oh, okay. You have a lobby store, so you can install many apps from here, right?
Yes. So there are some built-in, but you can, I think, install more. I don't know if installing it's the right word because it's all web-based.
Yeah. So that's kind of confusing as a web also installed. Yeah. It's basically brings such kind of actions to your web server. And Subin got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for this package. And another really interesting one that I wanted to comment on is a package named Middleware, which was developed by Jeremiah Ogbomo from Nigeria. And for those who are familiar with Node.js, specifically with Express.js framework, which is basically a middleware pattern for processing requests in Node.js, then would find this class also very familiar. So it's basically implements a middleware pattern where you can provide many function handlers that would handle, that will be executed in order you provided it and handle who pass the output to the next middleware function and then return the output again back. And so in example, even we have the similar application request response pattern that we have in the Node.js and Express.js framework. So this is how you can add middleware and, well, obviously in PHP more classes, so you can extend and redefine it and stuff like that. So when I was only learning Express.js, I thought someone could apply the same process to the PHP too. And so Jeremiah basically did this, but probably you can use it even more than just for create processes, but also handling requests in the end and stuff like that. And Jeremiah got one ebook of choice by Pax for this package.
I think you also forgot to mention that Subin CV from India got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for Express.
No, I mentioned it.
I mentioned, okay.
Yeah. The next package I wanted to mention, comment on, is PHP MySQL JSON Manager. So usually when developing REST APIs, specifically in JSON, it's easier to just use Node.js because it also already does all the data format in JSON, and you manage it and you just output it and stuff like that. And this package would make it also easier to do in PHP because it provides a class that you can use to query MySQL database and get results already in JSON format, so you can output them. And this class was developed by Isaac Trinado, MX, I don't know what that stands for, from Mexico, probably from Mexico, MX. And he got one copy of the Zen Studio for this package. Next package is called PHP Multi-Level Marketing Binary Tree, which allows you to build multi-level marketing tree from the members. So if you have a website that have a referral system that one member can refer the other and you have some kind of hierarchy there, then this class would be able to, I think, generate this tree and probably visualize it too. Now there is a demo here. Unfortunately, it's not working. So you could output it in your format, but it would build the structure which you can then visualize.
Well, I think I've seen it working, but it had a... Oh, it's not working now?
Yeah.
Oh, the domain seems to not be available.
Okay, but the class was developed by Vishakhdev from India. Not choose the price.
Yes, you didn't respond. So if you're seeing this, please respond. You can still pick a prize. Sometimes authors do not respond. I don't know if they get the email from the site. I tried to send them several times.
Okay, and the next package is PHP Barcode Reader from Image. So you can provide an image and it could use online service, ABBYY Cloud OCR service. to read this barcode, and since the reading maybe is not like instant, this class could also poll the server to see when barcode is decoded and get the result. And this package was developed by Tony Elriquina from Spain. On a downloadable copy of PHP the Professional for this package. Next package I wanted to comment on is PHP MySQL Remote Backup. So this package can connect to the server where your MySQL database is through FTP and make the connect to the database, make the backup, and upload your backup to the FTP server, and it also manages the backups on that FTP server. So if you have multiple backup files, you can clean them and only store the latest one and stuff like that. And package was developed by István Dobrenté from Hungary. And he got PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package. And the last one I wanted to comment on is directory documentation, which is a class that crawls through directories for hierarchy of directories and files and prepares a file list of all the files you have there and the changes, which are the new files which were removed. So it would provide easier management of what happened to the files in specific time frame if you are crawling it periodically. And this package was developed by Bob Vedvik from United States, and no price.
Yes, also I did not get a response from him regarding the price. So if he's listening to this, again, mail the site, you can still pick your price. If you want, of course. Some authors really do not want, but at least they tell them, hey, I don't want the price, I'm having fun sending packages like this. So
exactly. At least you could say, you could tell that I don't want the price, so you could skip it and offer the price to the other guys.
Because the others are waiting for their turn. Some of them get impatient.
Been there, done that.
Okay. So on my behalf, I also would like to comment on a few packages. Let me start precisely by this HTML to PDF web kit by Dave Smith from the United States. He has been sending great packages. In this case, it is a package that is called the PDF Layer API that is able to take some HTML, either a web page or HTML string, and convert it to a PDF document. And I've been using this package to generate PDF documents, which are the certificates that from now on are going to all winners of the Innovation Award, past, present, and future. So now you can get a certificate. And I have used this package. It is very useful precisely because you can easily take your existing web pages and generate PDF documents. So it's a big time saver. And they've created a great wrapper for this web service that provides access to all the options. So kudos from this great contribution. The next package that I want to comment is this MySQL cluster, which can MySQL cluster connection, which can take an array of queries that define how to connect to different MySQL clusters, the cluster servers. So depending on the type of the query that you write, it will connect to a different server. So if you want to connect to a server that is using only just to perform select queries, you can connect to a read server, and for the all the other types of connection, you can use write servers. So you can do the balancing better on the PHP side of the resources. So this package sorry, I forgot to mention the author. Author is Mihails Atamanskis. You probably know him because he's from Latvia.
Yeah, of course. We are like only 10 people here and know each other. Right.
Right. So he is the number 9. No, you don't know him?
No, that's of course it. Not.
So he got as prize a Source Guardian PHP encoder tool, which is a great prize. Next package that I wanted to comment is PHP Event Mediator. It's a package that can register and handle events using the mediator object pattern. So you can use that pattern to manage different types of interactions using a single object that will deal with the different events, event handlers, event emitters. So for this, the author, Michael Cummings, has chosen $1 ebook from O'Reilly. The next package that I want to comment is a bit unusual, but it's interesting because it's an optimization class developed by Roberto Alleman. And by the way, Roberto was the contributor that developed the templates for the certificates. Actually, we can also show it in a moment after commenting this class. This class basically can optimize task schedules based on the earliest due date. So you can rearrange the order of the tasks will be performed using this this package to optimize the way the tasks are organized. So as I mentioned, if you go here, so this package was, let me find it faster this way, challenging sequence, sorry, I missed the link. So you click here and it will show you the certificate. This is a certificate in PDF format. You just go and you can save it to a file. Just go and save. Actually, you save as, and it will save you to a file that you can store if you want. And it is available from the author's page. But every author that is nominated will be notified as soon as the results come out. So the next package, oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that he wrote that Roberto has chosen 1 year subscription, a basic plan of API product from PDF layer. Sorry, API layer. So the next package that I want to comment is Plug Autoloader, autoload class based on PSR for recommendation. PSR defines specification to autoload packages classes that are defined based on namespaces. And the Samuel Adesino from Nigeria has chosen as actually implemented an autoloader that not only associates a given directive to a certain namespace, but that can also associate subdirectives to sub namespaces. So it has that detail that makes it more innovative. He did not want to choose a prize. He's participating for fun. So the next package that I want to comment, in this case, it was developed by Matthew Boyle from the United States. He developed a PHP calendar CSV import to ICS. So basically, it uses the CSV file that is exported by Microsoft Outlook with a calendar of events in CSV format. And it can import it, it can convert it to the ICS format, which is more commonly used to record events. Finally, I would like to comment on a package that does something interesting, which is to store strings in databases, strings that eventually are common in your application. For instance, if you have an application that has the translations of all texts in the database, you can store it there, duplication. Because sometimes the same string is used in different contexts, but they are strings that need to be considered separately, although they do not need to take the space in the database more than once. So this package from Christian Vig from France avoids that problem. So now let's take a look how we are doing in terms of the Innovation Award rankings. Now already considering the winners of April, because by now that ranking is already accounting the April winners that we have. Sorry, the March winners that we have not talked about yet, but next month. So in first place, we have Dave Smith with 4 packages and 32 points, followed by Johnny Mast, 2 packages and 28 points. Then Kasper Ruinski from Poland with 2 packages and 24 points. Then Gabriel Couto with 1 package and 18 points from Brazil. Then Mohamed Al-Ashal from Egypt with 70 points. Then Alexis Nemiri tied with Dunform and 16 points. So Alexa is from Russia and Dan is from Denmark. Then István Dobrinte from Hungary has 2 packages and 15 points, followed by Christian Vig with 2 packages and 15 points. Actually, they are tied. Then Christian Vig is from France. And finally, Yosef Said from and has 1 package and 14 points. By countries, the leading country for now is United States with 8 packages and 51 points, followed with Brazil with 3 packages and 36 points, then the Netherlands with 2 packages and 28 points, Egypt with 2 packages and 27 points, India 2 packages and 26 points, Poland with 2 packages and 24 points, Venezuela 3 packages and 21 points, Mexico with 2 packages and 19 points, Argentina 2 packages and 17 points, and then Denmark with 1 package and 16 points. So basically, with this, we reach the end of this edition of Innovation Award comments report. Next month, we have many packages to comment because in April it was quite productive. Like 18 packages, it was the record.
So not only many RFCs, but also lots of packages too.
How I don't know what happened in April. But also in JS classes, there were quite a few packages, fortunately. Well, but keep those packages coming. even now more because you can earn a big elephant personalized with your name if you get to choose that price. So on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.